If you are like me, your email inbox is loaded up with Cyber Monday deals. Yep, shopping. But it's also the most wonderful time of the year for cyber scammers. So before I click on any links, I'm happy to get tips from our next guest. Yuri Abraham is CEO of ScamAdvisor.com, and he also heads a group called the Global Anti-Scam Alliance. Yuri, happy Cyber Monday.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
So take us into the head of the digital bad guy out there, the scammer out there. What is the most common way to dupe me, the consumer, say by email? I'm actually looking at one email offering a pretty enticing price for a pair of chino pants.
Email is still the most common way for scammers to get you to click on things you should not click on. But we see social media is really the number two. So Facebook, Instagram, there are a lot of advertisements there you cannot trust and you should definitely not click on.
And just for me to understand, what can happen if I click on, I mean, I also shop on social media, on Amazon Marketplace, or if I click on a link on an email, what can happen?
It depends. It starts with, if you click, you're downloading a computer program, a virus, and that virus will lock your computer and it will extort you to pay a fee to get your computer unlocked. But it might also direct you to an online shopping site, which has great offers, but the product will either never arrive or they will send you something which has no relationship at all with the product you ordered. But then they have proof, between brackets, that they sent you a product and it will be difficult to get your money back.
Mm. Are there also fake shopping sites? Could it take me to like a fake Amazon site that looks exactly like the real one?
Yeah, there are a lot of phishing sites out there. And what we see, especially during the holiday season, is you get an email from DHL or a WhatsApp message and it says your package is delayed. Click here to see when it will arrive, or FedEx. And they will give you the impression that you have to pay a custom fee or an administration fee in order to get your money. And everybody is ordering at the moment. So you expect messages from FedEx or DHL.
Well, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we are so anxious to get that deal. We got to shop for our families before Christmas. We're waiting for them to come to my door. This is the perfect psychology moment for the bad guys.
Yes, it is. We still have a lot of shopping to do. And that makes us not as careful as we should be.
Hmm. So I imagine this is also the Christmas season, as it were, for the scammers, for the bad actors. Is there a way to measure how big a problem this is? I'm sure it's growing.
It definitely is growing. Actually, once per year, we publish our Global State of Scam report. And this year, we estimate that at the moment, $55 billion is being lost in online scams worldwide. And we had 293 million people reporting a scam. And that's only the tip of the iceberg, because we know that on average, only 7% of all the people doing shopping are reporting a scam. Most just accepted that, oh, I've been scammed. Well, too bad. And don't report it to law enforcement, as they should.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the news we can use, news I can use to shop the right way or the safer way. I'm looking at this email, you know, with these pants that I'm interested in. What is the safest way for me to get those pants?
I think the safest way is, and there's one rule which covers them all. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. So if the deal is just too good, then don't do it. And if you think it's a good deal and if you think it's legit, then use a payment method which gives you at least a chance of getting your money back. So PayPal or credit card. If they ask for cryptocurrency or a money transfer, don't do it.
Okay. And as far as payment, is credit card safer than a debit card or a bank transfer?
Well, bank transfer in our view is not safe at all, because you don't have any safeguards that you can get your money back. So my personal recommendation is use your credit card, because most credit cards give some kind of insurance that if the transaction doesn't proceed, if you don't get the goods or services, you can get your money back.
Okay. And then as for that, you know, tasty looking link that's on my email, if I shouldn't click the link because I'm worried about it, then what do I do? Should I go straight to the store's web address and look for it that way instead of clicking on something?
I mean, if you have doubts about the email or the Facebook ad you get, use the right mouse button and copy link and see where is that link actually going. Is it going to the brand website as it seems to be? Is it going to DHL or FedEx? If the link is weird, don't click on it. And it's indeed always safer, especially if it's your bank, always go to your bank website directly, never via the message you receive via email or text.
And just finally, Yuri Abraham, is there any other advice you have for us as we are in our prime e-shopping season?
Enjoy the season. I mean, it's a great time to shop, but if it's too good to be true, don't do it. And I know it's enticing, but don't take the risk. Pay $5 more and enjoy the holiday season.
We've been talking to Yuri Abraham. He's CEO of ScamAdvisor.com. Yuri, thanks for the time and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.